Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was that broke man, I couldn't picture this. What's up, internet? This is the Rary is Fundamental podcast, episode 84, recorded May 2nd, 2018, brought to you by Rary.net. My name is Rary. You already know that, guys. You guys usually know it's an NBA podcast, but I do go over other stuff. You guys know I'm a big video gamer, mostly old school games, and really, mostly old school JRPG, Japanese role-playing games. So I brought on my friend Sharif Jackson. He's been on this podcast before. He's on the podcast called Spawn on Me, which highlights people of color in video games. He also used to have a YouTube channel called Gaming Looks Good, where he would spotlight people of color in video games. And he's also a math tutor and a video teacher as well. So we're going to talk about the most overrated games we've ever played in our lives. You know how usually people would hype up games, whether it's media or word of mouth, where they could be like the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then when you play them, you end up being disappointed. Somewhere in your experience, it falls short from your expectations. And you just call them overrated, basically. That's how it is in all of life anyway. But in this particular episode, we're going to talk about overrated video games. And I'm not going to waste any more of your time, but before we go over that talk with Sharif Jackson, I just want to tell you that you can download this podcast on Stitcher and on the home site, RayRay.net. You can follow me on Twitter at the NoLookPass and follow the podcast Twitter at RayRayIsFun. Well, that's pretty much it. We'll go ahead and do a promo. Then we're going to start talking about overrated video games with Sharif Jackson. So here we go.
This is Ty Windish of the Time Out with Ty podcast, and you are listening to the Rary is Fundamental podcast, live. Not really.
Rary is Fundamental podcast, episode 84, recorded May 2nd, 2018. My guest, old friend of mine, one of the hosts of the Spawn on Me podcast, which spotlights people of color in video games, also did a YouTube channel called Gaming Looks Good, and also a math tutor and a video game teacher as well, Sharif Jackson. What is up?
What up, man? Glad to be back on the Rary. I'm getting my fundamentals back on. So very, very proud to be back on. I don't know if I can call you the big fundamental. I feel like that's already been taken. But in the podcast space, you might be the big fundamental.
Maybe more medium-sized, because I'm not exactly as big as the big fundamental. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, I haven't seen I don't know how many inches or feet you might have grown in the last couple months. Who knows?
Maybe I shrunk. Like some growth spurts are late. Maybe yeah. I shrunk. I mean, who knows? I'm still 5'7", so which is not very. That's very average, I might say. So
yeah, I think it's average. I think it's average. I'm like around 5'8", so 5'7", so.
But I'm
tall. Just average dudes.
I'm tall for a Filipino guy. Filipino guys are pretty short. So I think someone said that the average Filipino man is 5'4". Pretty short there.
Wow, that is shorter than I would think. I mean, I've definitely heard, yes, and like I've had, you know, like obviously growing up in Jersey, I've had a lot of Filipino friends, you know, because there's a huge population, especially in Jersey City. Mm-hmm. But 5'4 sounds way, way shorter than I was thinking for the average.
Well, maybe Americanized Filipinos are taller, but when you're in the islands themselves, you're pretty short.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, so we're going to talk video games here. In life, we face this all the time. Something, and when you finally experience it, you feel let down. It doesn't necessarily have to be the worst experience of your life, but you feel like it fell short of what you expected. We are talking about overrated video games. Doesn't mean it's bad. We're not telling you it's bad, but it's how we feel about certain video games. A lot of people feel it's the greatest thing to spread, but for we just feel like it fell short of expectations. It's just another walk in the park, a normal experience. So, let's get right down to it, Sharif. Give me one of your most overrated video games ever.
Sure. So one of my most overrated games is obviously there's a new version of this game that I've been playing a lot very recently, but the older games that are held up in high esteem, I think, are all overrated.
Okay.
And this is the God of War series on Sony PlayStation. Began on the PlayStation 2, went to the PlayStation 3, God of War 1, 2, 3. I'm mainly talking about those mainline games.
Yeah.
I tried to play through them. Now, I did play through them a little late because I got a PS3 kind of late and they had like a remastered edition. And I thought they were all like very mediocre to bad. Well, very mediocre in terms of the mechanics and gameplay and bad in terms of the vocal performances and some really weird like sex scene mini games that were super weird. Uh-huh. I thought the games were super hokey and campy, which I don't mind if that's what you're going for, but these were trying to be like these super serious takes on like Greek mythology. I just don't understand why they were as popular as they were, aside from the fact that they're like super gory, you know. And they had these like huge boss fights where you fight these just enormous people. I can see that initially drawing people in, but I tried to play all of them. I just could not finish them. Like they just were not, they just didn't do it for me. So I'd say that's like been on my mind a lot because God of War 4 was, just came out a couple weeks ago. I'm enjoying very much. I think that game is incredible. But those first three just, all three overrated games.
Here's the weirdest thing, because I just made a Facebook update, I think yesterday even, that I had never played a God of War series, but I owned the first one on PS2. And now that you mention it, it's like maybe I'll get right to that game probably the next few weeks or so and see how good/bad it is, I guess.
And like they're not terrible. It's just that they've always been held up as like one of the pinnacle of Sony's like library in games. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're there at all. No. Mm.
Yeah, so I'll get right to it. And I know God of War 4 just came out, and funny thing is that like one of my friends mentioned that her husband is playing God of War 4 and he didn't like it compared to the first three. So we're getting a few mixed reviews here about God of War 4 so far.
Yeah. There's definitely some mixed reviews of it, absolutely.
All right. So, this is a game held in very high regard, even a groundbreaking game. And it's what put RPGs on the map here in America.
Uh-oh.
Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, man. I want to hear this.
It's not even the fact that the game is great. Like, the experience I had for the first two CDs was amazing. Like, it's a religious experience, really. I just think it falls off really badly, the last CD, whatever, the last 2-3 hours of it. Mm-hmm. And the ending sucks. The ending sucks! And I was like, I killed 45, 50 hours of my life for this? I normally play, I'm a big JRPG guy, right?
Right.
I normally play each RPG twice because I'm going to go get everything the second go around. I never replayed Final Fantasy VII after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now my response to you is that have you felt that any RPG has had an ending that was satisfied when compared to the dozens of hours that you put to get there?
I can't say I have, because I played the Tales series recently, and some of the endings were just like, oh, that's it. But I think it's because of the hype surrounding Final Fantasy VII that really, kind of let me down, you know? Like, I don't pre-order games. That was one of the only few games I pre-ordered ever, Final Fantasy VII. Right. Yeah. So,
yeah, wow, that's a controversial take, man.
It is, and I've made it pretty public back then, too. Like, oh, God, the ending's terrible.
it's one of those things where I generally don't... Now, I probably haven't played as many RPGs as you have, but
right. In
general, I feel like they just don't close well. Like, they always have a trouble with wrapping up a story. And to be honest, more that I hear about Final Fantasy VII, most people just talk about like Sephiroth and like Eris, and that's it. I never really hear people talk about anything else, like, wow, that ending was incredible, or you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, so like, I kind of had a hint even before I played it, like, yeah, you know, I bet it probably doesn't end that well. But obviously, at the time, I did a lot of stuff with the battle system, and obviously it looked incredible. Just like Cloud with a huge sword was really awesome. Yeah. You know, so yeah. But yeah, you can get a direct all hate mail to Ray Ray.
Well, I mean, I was ecstatic when I found out they were going to remake Final Fantasy VII. I was like, okay, you can probably rectify the ending here. But, you know Square, when it comes to that, they're delaying everything all the time. So I don't know if we'll ever get to play it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
All right. I got another one for you.
All right.
This one I think ranks fairly... I've seen it ranked fairly high on people's lists in the Zelda franchise.
Uh-oh.
But this game, I think, is super overrated. And that is Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link. Mm. This is one of those games that I never owned it, but I rented it enough that I might as well had owned it. Because like this was a time where like, you know, like money was tight and we couldn't really buy any new games. So like my local grocery store would like let us rent games for like $1
a night.
So it was much cheaper than Blockbuster's incredible prices at the time.
$4 a night. Yeah.
and obviously, you know, I mean, back in the day, like it doesn't matter if a game was good or bad. Like that's what you were playing, you know, and I just struggled through this game, and not because it was difficult. It was nonsensical. Like nothing felt rewarding to it. I thought that the music wasn't good after I was kind of used to like the Zelda overworld theme from Zelda 1.
Yeah.
And 1 was a confusing ass game. So it's not like that like straightforward. Like you basically had to have the Nintendo Power maps and all that stuff to really figure out how to activate certain dungeons in the right order and like where to go. Mm-hmm. But Zelda 2, I felt like it just didn't feel as good. It felt like they were trying to do too much with some overhead, some like side scrolling. It's like one of those things where like Nintendo, I feel like they're a very creative company, but that has its cons when like you try to always make your assassin game so different from the first one. Mm-hmm. And in Zelda 1, they had a, you know, they hopped on this great idea. And then in Zelda 2, they like tried to go all the way. And in my opinion, they really missed the mark. And and then with Zelda 3, they just came back and said, all right, enough of that shit. We're just going to make a really dope top-down RPG like Zelda 1.
Yeah.
But I do see like Zelda 2 ranked fairly high on a lot of like lists. And I just think it's super overrated. I just don't think it flows as well, and I think it's by far the weakest in the Zelda series.
Can I get more controversial? Because we already know FF7 is pretty controversial. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
let's do it.
People say Ocarina of Time is the greatest video game of all time.
A lot of people do say that.
I don't think so at all.
Oh no!
No, I know.
I'm about to slam my headphones down.
I know. I played it like I didn't like the start.
The beginning. You didn't like.
I was not a fan of the start of the game.
Okay, so like I didn't like wandering around the little village and like trying to find out how to leave. Basically, yeah. Like you were trapped in that village until you got the sword and stuff.
Yeah, I just think the game started really picking up once she became an adult. That's what I thought. And the game was fantastic after that.
I would agree with that. I mean, yeah. I think the start is definitely a little weak.
Yeah.
Especially coming after like Zelda 3, which had that really awesome, like it was raining and you're like going through the dungeon and your uncle dies. Like it's all that really cool stuff in spoiler alert for a 25-year-old game. Monkey dies at that. I do agree that Ocarina doesn't start as strong. But you're saying that because of that, like you think it's like the greatest
game of all time. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't think it's the greatest game of all time, but I think I can see someone making the argument for it.
Yeah, most people do, I don't definitely. Think,
but it is a incredible game, especially like considering when it came out, there was just nothing like it. I mean, it was, it kind of pioneered 3D combat, like a 3D adventure combat that, you know, so yeah, it's dope.
The funny thing is that I had bought both Ocarina of Time and Metal Gear Solid, and I ended up playing Metal Gear Solid first. I don't know if that had anything to do with, like, playing it later, or I don't know, after seeing all the reviews, but yeah. And I love Link beforehand. Like, I thought Link to the Past was one of my favorite games ever. So.
Yeah, it's a fucking great game.
Yeah.
All right, so... Speaking of controversy, so like I haven't given our friends at Sega some love, so I'm gonna give them some overrated love.
Okay.
So back in the 90s, there was a day, Monday that was called Mortal Monday. This was the day that Mortal Kombat launched on home consoles. Huge deal, you know. When it launched on the Super Nintendo, you know, it launched without the blood and the fatalities, and they got a lot of shit for it. Mm-hmm. When it launched on the Genesis, you know, it obviously had all the violence and all the blood and all the fatalities, and like Sega made sure to market it in that way. Like, yeah, like we're the grown up console, you Nintendo babies.
You needed a code too before you can get the gore, right? In the
second. Yeah, that's right. And I used to actually know, and I know it's like C, it was like ABBA or something, or ACABA,
right?
ACABA or something like that.
Yeah.
But that Genesis version might have had all the blood. Very overrated. Very, very overrated. It was an awful, awful version of Mortal Kombat.
It didn't look great at all.
It looked terrible. The music was awful. The control, I never really liked the Genesis D-pad for fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it was like kind of like, it wasn't like a plus. It was like that like kind of webby like circle almost.
Yeah.
And it just didn't feel right when I was like trying to like pull off moves. I just thought that, I mean, yes, it had blood and it had the fatalities, but actually playing the game, it felt bad, you know? And, like, I think if people went back and, like, played it, they would realize it, but back then, it was, like, so much, like, well, like, it has the blood, so it's automatically better, you know? And
yeah.
I just think it was a bad, bad port. Well, okay, it was a good port to the Genesis, but that was back when the Genesis was really showing, like, its age in terms of being able to handle like arcade like fidelity.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, I just think that, yeah, that was considered a major win for like Sega, but I think it's super overrated.
You know, the hilarious thing, back in the day when the Nintendo hotlines were still up, right? We used to call Nintendo all the time because we wanted to ask whether if they were going to have blood or not. And he just laughed at our faces. So they're just like, ha, 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 ha. We'll see, son. We'll see. They never gave us a straight answer.
That's incredible. I used to want to call that number all the time. But like my mom was like, yo, if I ever see... Because like, I think it was a... Wasn't it?
Like, yeah, 100 number. Yeah, it was like a 199 per minute or something like that or whatever.
Oh yeah. My mom made it very clear that if she ever saw a 900 number show up, that would be...
It was either that or you're suddenly calling hotlines up for some reason. Like, is that still around? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know, but like I do remember they used to whatever they would just keep on saying the name over and over while just showing just women in like lingerie. Should they actually make money off this? And like I was thinking as like a horny like preen.
Yeah.
And like I was still like this is whack, you know, so I don't know. I guess people called him. I mean, I guess they wouldn't advertise if it wasn't working, you know?
So. Yeah, but I remember it's like they would spend like a minute for that. Like, how long do they stay on the line? Like, that seems ridiculous.
No idea, but hey, it's a proven business model, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Pamela Horton, Miss October 2012, and you're listening to Ray Ray is Fundamental Podcast.
I don't know. Can I call all those like 3D adult games overrated? Because I don't know why they would buy that.
I think the question is, can you name a 3DO game?
Oh, my friend owns a 3DO.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah, my friend owns a 3DO.
Now?
Yeah.
He has a working 3DO?
Yes. Wow. I think we played some game show. I forgot what it was called, though.
I know it was, like, made by Electronic Arts, so I'm assuming that all the EA games were on there.
Yeah, Mindbender. I don't even remember that. But I know my friend started collecting those adult games just because he thinks it's hilarious. Like, yeah. Supermodels Go Wild or something.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you want to throw it to consoles, I think that, well, I guess I won't say the whole console was, like, overrated. This one game, which is considered the flagship game of this console, I think is super overrated. Bonk's Adventure.
Oh!
TurboGrafx-16. When this game came out, people were like, oh shit, it's Bonk, it's new mascot, it's competition for, like, Mario and Sonic, you know? Yeah. It's a bad platformer. I'm not even saying this is overrated as in it's a good game that gets too much attention. I think Bonk's Adventure is a bad game.
I thought it was decent.
I played it. It is, like, so simplistic.
Well, like, it is.
Like, there is, like, there's a lot of nuance to, like, a good, like, platformer. And, like, this was, like, literally, like, you just hit people with your head, you jump up and down, you can climb walls with your teeth, but that doesn't really come into play that much.
Yeah.
You can get like a piece of meat and like turn into like a hothead or whatever. I mean, like, it looked good because, you know, I mean, the TurboGrafx did, you know, like they were able to push some like good graphics at the time. I mean, there are good TurboGrafx games like Blazing Lasers, you know, and like they had a really good version of Bomberman and that kind of stuff. But man, Bonk's Adventure as their flagship game, bad game. Bad game. And like I recently tried to play through it for like a annual fundraiser that I do with Spawn on Me with our podcast,
right?
I think it was part one because it was on the Wii U, the virtual console.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I forgot how bad this game is. And like I just stopped. Most games that I started, you know, I would play all the way through because most of those older games are really short.
Yeah.
But man, Bonk is bad. Overrated and bad.
Okay, so I shouldn't say this. Well, I will anyway, but I have emulators for TurboGrafx, and Bonk is in there. I will play this later on tonight after we get off this podcast, how bad it is, or it is, or whatever.
Okay, all right. Sure. And like, I've only played one. So I know they made like three Bonks, I think. So I don't know how two and three are.
I think they had like an Air Zonk or something. Does that count?
Oh, that's right. They did have a Zonk, right? Yeah. They did have a Zonk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
All right. We're sticking to platformers. We're sticking to mascots. Sega had a mascot. I loved Sonic. I loved Sonic.
Great game.
People consider the third Sonic the best Sonic.
Oh, I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
No way.
I remember EGM giving it like a 10 or something a long time ago. And I played it, and it's like, he feels so cramped. Like, Sonic is all about speed, and he just keeps getting stuck. You know what I mean? Like, he can't run everywhere as much as he used to.
Yeah, I think Sonic 3 is when they, first of all, that's when they just started. Like, when they introduced Tails in 2, I was like, okay, you know, it's one extra person.
Yeah.
Then in 3, they introduced Knuckles, and I feel like that's when they started to introduce just all these other unnecessary characters. And, like, Sonic 3, I agree that it's definitely overrated. I think that's when I started to run into, like, I feel like they ran through all their ideas for levels in 1 and 2, and 3 is when the levels really started feeling like just repetitive versions of older levels.
Yeah.
For like 1 and 2, I have clear memories of like the best levels, the best music, you know? And in 3, it just gets really, really hard to say because they're all like, I feel like, inferior versions of Sonic 1 and 2 levels.
It breaks my heart because I'm not sure if it was actually confirmed that Michael Jackson did the music for Sonic 3.
I think they confirmed it.
Yeah, it sounds like Michael Jackson's music, but yeah, like, but I just like the first two Sonic's music better.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Sonic 1 and 2's music is some of the best game music, period. And I also really like the Sonic CD music as well.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Sonic 3's music is okay. It's just that 1 and 2 set such a high bar, you know, that, hey, either you gotta come with it or that's it.
Yeah. Sonic's all about speed. Don't stop with all these obstacles everywhere. Like, it's just... It was so frustrating. And I beat it once in high school. I have the game now, and I can't beat it again, so.
I mean, like, you don't like a walking Sonic, you know? Just
be walking around. Like, I might as well play, like, what's Crash Bandicoot, I guess. He gets kind of stopped, right? You have to wait around for that. Yeah, or any other mascot game out there, so.
Okay, well. All right, so I got a few more. Okay, so this, he's considered kind of a minor, I wouldn't say he's one of the main Nintendo franchises, but he's definitely one that is known. And he's known enough that he's had a lot of games, and I think his games in general are overrated, like all of them.
Okay.
And this is Kirby.
Ooh.
I have not played a Kirby game that I think is not overrated. And I've tried to play a lot of them, including the last one for the Switch, because they had like a demo for it. You know, right. I've gotten Kirby games. I like had one for the Game Boy. I played the NES versions, the Super Nintendo versions. There's a lot regarded as really strong games, and I just don't think Kirby games deserve the praise that they get. I mean, at first I thought it was like, oh, well, maybe it's just for a younger audience, and that's why it doesn't, like, appeal to me. But I just don't find them, like, challenging.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel rewarded by doing anything. It's like it's just an autopilot. I'm just sitting there, and I can do anything. It's just I need some kind of feeling of, like, reward and, like, hey, like, I got through – do that puzzle. I'm not saying it has to be like super duper hard, you know. I'm not, it doesn't have to be Mega Man or anything like that, but it has to have that balance, you know. And like, I feel like games like a Mario and Sonic kind of strike that balance of, like, you know, being just difficult enough that you feel good when you pass a level. Kirby's just boring. You know?
Yeah, I haven't played a Kirby game in years, but my friend wants to play Kirby Superstar 2 Player soon, so...
Hey, I mean, try it out, man, but...
Yeah.
He's boring.
Yeah. I did mention Metal Gear Solid earlier. I love that game. I love Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
Part 2, however... I know people praise Part 2 a lot
people
early.
People love Part 2.
Yeah. It's technically a better game than Part 1, as it should be. The story's nonsensical, though. Like, what the hell am I playing for?
Yes, but that's Metal Gear, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's Metal Gear, yeah. The first one was great, though. But Part 2, yeah.
Yeah. Plus... Yeah, that's that's like when Kojima, like, start taking drugs or something, I feel like.
Yeah, and the worst part of that is, spoiler alert for a 16, 17-year-old game... You have to be Solid Snake for the last 95% of the game. Because you can play as him early, right? For like an hour. And then for the rest of the game, you're this pretty boy named Raiden.
That's right, you're Raiden.
And you're doing naked cartwheels near the end of the game.
Yeah, but I really like that Solid 2. I'm not sure if I... Not sure if I agree. Well, I agree that it's overrated in terms of, I do hear some people saying it's like one of the greatest games. I don't think it's one of the greatest games. But I do like how crazy it got with, like, you know, like Solidus Snake, you know, and like Revolver Ocelot. Just these weird characters. I feel like this is the Metal Gear that really got me, like, I was just like, what the f- is going on, in like a good way, you know, like I wanted to know more about this crazy world, you know. So like, I do like that aspect of it, you know, that, you know, and I absolutely love how the game begins on like that tanker, on like that big tanker. I think that's a really cool beginning, and like a great, like, you know, start to like a game. But I can agree with you in the fact that I do think people elevate it a little too high.
Yeah, and the story, man. It's just too many twists and turns to the point where it's like nothing makes sense anymore. And you realize it was just all a test or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic. It's like Final Fantasy VII, like, what the hell? You know? So, but it plays great. It plays awesome. I'll tell you that much right now. Like, it plays awesome.
Snake, be careful. There are claymore mines around there. Use a mine detector.
Who are you?
Just call me Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
All right, so I feel like I have to stay off of platformers when I have another platformer.
Well, why not? Go ahead and say it.
I have another platformer. I don't know. Why do people care about Conker? Like, why do people care about this character?
Because it's hilarious.
But the game is not good. Conker's Bad Fur Day, which everybody loved because it was one of the few, like, Nintendo games that had this, like, cursing. Well, not cursing. Well, kind of cursing. Kind of. And just weird, like, innuendo all over the place and all that kind of stuff. But the actual game, I don't think Conker is a good game.
The camera's and awful. Like, the camera is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was like a weird kind of like Banjo-Kazooie kind of game.
Which I love.
Which is a good game. I don't think that's overrated at all. But Conker just, it was like the perfect example to me of a game where it's not a great game, but they know that they need some kind of controversy to sell it. Mm-hmm. So they throw in all this other stuff. But yeah, I'm not a fan of that game. And like, I think I last tried to play through it maybe like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years ago. Uh-huh. On an emulator, and I was just like, man, this game really does not hold up well at all. So yeah, I think, but like, I remember not liking it even when it first came out. And like, it wasn't because it was like controversial, it was just because I just didn't think the core game was that good. And like, I was like, why does anybody give a shit about Conker? You know, and like, when, like, I think last year at like E3, they announced that they were making a new Conker, and I was like, who cares?
We're in the era of YouTube now where we can watch games being played by everybody, like long play or just the scenes or whatever. We can just do that for Conker, because Conker is, I love that it's hilarious, right? But we don't have to play it anymore. We can just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah. But it was such a huge deal when it came out. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I laughed when the Great Mighty Pooh came out. my friend was playing it. Like, we were just watching him play it. But I did notice how the camera angles were just bad. They were just bad. But I was like, well, I'll watch you play it. That's fine. I guess I saved the best for last for myself. I think because I, to me, it's like my most overrated game ever. Fighting games in general, like, I think after the Street Fighter 2 Mortal Kombat years, it's like, at this point, I am just tired of fighting games. I mean, I'm not even sure if it, like, okay, Street Fighter 2 came out like, what, 91?
Yeah.
And 91. By the time like 95, 96 was here, it's like, another fighting game, stop it, right? And I understand that this game has a place in gaming history. It's technically really, really good. But just like every fighting game, I just kind of like 20, 25 minutes or whatever. Like, okay, I'm done. Okay. Soul Calibur.
Ooh, man.
I know it's a great game, but I just like, I just like, okay, I'm done. Like, I just couldn't play that much anymore. Maybe because I'm just tired of fighting games in general at that point.
Yeah, but they had the weapons, man. It was dope.
And I loved Soul Edge. I own Soul Edge / Blade for PS1.
Right.
Right? But the 3 wasn't perfected yet. It was perfected in Soul Calibur. I understand that. But at that point, kind of like, better fighting.
Wow. Now, did you feel that about, like, the various Tekkens as well?
Not so much, I guess. Okay. Not so much. Like, I like Tekken 3 a lot.
Okay.
But, I don't know. There's something about Soul Calibur that I just wasn't too ingrained into the 3D fighting world, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I've always preferred the two-dimensional fighters to the 3D ones. Pretty much Virtua Fighter was the only 3D one that I really got into. Mm-hmm. Even the Tekkens and the Soul Calibur, I like them, but if I had a choice, I'll always go to a 2D. I just feel like better in like 2D.
Yeah, like I still love Street Fighter 2 Turbo to this day. Like that's like my top 2 game, basically.
Oh, yeah, it's an amazing game.
Yeah,
it's an amazing game.
But Soul Calibur is like I remember seeing it, I think it was EG, their list of, like, top 100 games ever, and it's, like, number 6 or something. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I did understand how great of a game it was. Like, technically, it's great, but I couldn't stay with it.
Man, I spent a lot of time playing Soul Calibur.
Yeah. Understandable. My friends did, too.
Yeah. Pretty damn good. All right, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I would say that this one game in this series is regarded as one of the best games of all time. But I think in general, the series is not great. Well, no, okay, it's overrated.
Okay.
Let me put it that way.
Okay.
And it's a pretty long series, and I'm saying that this applies to the series in general, mm-hmm. and that is your boy Simon Belmont.
Oh.
Castlevania.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Castlevania is slow. It is like the same enemies over and over. It's always super dark, so you can't even like make out the visuals. You know, it is like a game you're hitting less to get longer whips. Like, it's just, it is. To me, it is not a fun or engaging game experience. Now, the ones that I liked the most was probably Super Castlevania IV for the Super Nintendo.
Which I love.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night, which is that game that is regarded by some people as one of the greatest games of all time. Again, I think it's good, but I think it still suffers from that, like, flawed Castlevania model of game, which I think is just flawed. Like, for me, it just doesn't appeal to me. And every once in a while, they can make a good game with it. But in general, I think that those games in general are overrated. And I almost wish that they just completely revamped how Castlevania works, because I feel like they've been going with almost the same way it works since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm just not down with it. Castlevania, overrated.
You think it needs more bright colors just to change it up? Because I know it's a dark game in general.
Yeah, I mean, they need something. I mean, like, there are other games that are dark and beautiful. I mean, like, Dark Souls is an amazing-looking game, and that's dark. Like, mm-hmm. all of the Batman games are usually at night, and those games look incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I don't think it's just the darkness. But I feel like it is harder to make a dark game visually interesting.
Hmm.
And I don't think Castlevania has done a good job of that.
Hmm. So, if you were to pick, because I already mentioned that Soul Calibur, to me, is probably the most overrated game of all time for me. What would be your pick?
Of all time? Ooh.
Yeah, like I mentioned, Soul Calibur is for me, so.
That's a tough one. Let me try to think here. I guess I might have to go with Zelda 2.
Right.
And that's mainly because I hold the Zelda franchise in very high regard. Like, it's probably my favorite long-term franchise. And I think Zelda games are almost always just absolutely fantastic in their own way, except for Zelda 2,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I've consistently seen it brought up, you know, even when Breath of the Wild just like came out on the Switch. You know, that's when a lot of people started, like, reissuing these, like, favorite Zelda games. And a lot of people had Zelda 2 up there in, like, their top 3 or top 2. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's on the bottom. 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 It's on the bottom of Link's shield. You know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'd pick Zelda 2, eventually.
Hey, did you ever play those Zelda games for the CDI? Does anyone ever play the CDI in general?
No. Look, you brought up the 3DO and the CDI. Like, I don't know what your gaming history is that you played these, like, consoles that lasted for, like, 3 months. I mean, I feel like those consoles were basically just to, like, sell, like, CDs.
Yeah.
CDI was Philips, I think.
Yes, it was.
And 3DO was Electronic Arts. I forgot who they...
Panasonic.
Panasonic. So they were just trying to sell the CD model, which was new at the time, you know?
Yeah.
They were just trying to sell, like, these multimedia boxes you put in your living room and you play CDs and play games and stuff, so...
Yeah.
But no, I never played the CDI, but I have watched YouTube videos of those Zelda games and of those like Mario games too, which are really bad as well.
Yeah, I kind of have a soft spot for bad games. I think you already know that. But
yeah, I've played through my fair share of bad games, and if like something is bad and it knows it's bad, I can almost enjoy that more than something that's trying to be super serious and
just doesn't average. Work. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't hate Soul Calibur. I mean, I'm actually on the process of collecting them too. Like, I have part 2 and part 3. So,
nice.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there is a story inside Soul Calibur. So, I'll try to play through them. And maybe I'll back off a little bit after that. But for now, been my most overrated experience thus far.
Hey, this is James Hollis, a.k.a. Snotty Drippin of B-Bar Breakdown. And you are listening to Ray Ray is Fundamental.
Before I let you go, you're a Knicks fan. So,
I am.
You very much know Carmelo Anthony, who now as of this moment, played for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
As of
this moment, yeah. And he mentioned something about how the Thunder had no plan on when they got him, and that he can't come off the bench. That's not a possibility. And he had a really, really bad season this season. So, what do you got to say about that?
I mean, I got to say that I am, like, embarrassed for him. I was so, even as a Knicks fan, I was so happy when he went to the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Because it was clear the New York thing wasn't working out. He had this, like, super poisonous relationship with Phil Jackson. And I wanted Melo to win. I was like, he's the kind of player that I think deserves, like, a ring. And, like, I was like, he's pretty much a guaranteed Hall of Famer, even without the ring, just from his, like, Olympic stuff, and he leads a lot of, like, categories and scoring titles and all that stuff, but I really wanted him to get that ring. So, like, I was like, hey, go to Thunder, help them out, you know? I mean, like, Russ is there, obviously, you know? And to see somebody that is an NBA vet who's been through so many struggles, you know, just come off like a petulant, like, you know, like 19-year-old, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm embarrassed for him. Like, I just don't know what he was thinking. I mean, clearly he's frustrated, but when you've been in the league for as long as he has, he should know how to deal with that frustration. He's a f***ing Nick for years. He knows how to deal with frustration, you know? So I'm just embarrassed that he would, I don't know what he was trying to prove. Like, you know, I know that he laughed about being on the bench back when he had those actual, you know, like those initial, like, news conferences after he got signed. He had the whole, like, hoodie mellow, like, I'm getting focused, I'm getting back on my grind stuff. And I'm like, yo, just take the L, man. Like, just take the L. You made it to the playoffs, you know, and you got beat by a better team, you know. Just like, take the L, just say that you didn't have a good season. You know, like, he still has some years left. Like, he's only, like, 30 years old. He still has some like years left. I mean, he's making good money.
So he,
like,
is.
So, like, I'm like, yo, like, I'm just embarrassed that he's telling himself like this. I feel bad for him, like, just, like, lashing out. Because he should have more wisdom and be smarter than that after all that he's been through on Denver and on New York. You know, so yeah, I can't believe it.
Is he finished? Is he done? Because he looked really embarrassed. Or is it just an aberration?
Like, his career or, like, on the Thunder?
His career. Because, again, he looked bad.
But no, then... I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done. Again, like, he's a great player. Like, in terms of just skill, you know, even at 34, but he's got to want to transition, like, his game. And as somebody who grew up watching Jordan transition his game and played in the same league as Kobe while he transitioned his game, I don't understand how he can get away with this, like, Allen Iverson mentality bullshit. Yeah. about not wanting to transition a game and be a role player. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you be a role player and try to be sixth man of the year?
Right.
So, no, I don't think he's done, but I think that the Thunder might drop him. But somebody will definitely pick him up because he's too good of a player. But man, I really hope that he gets his mind right. And I hope he has a good circle of like people that are like telling him he's full of shit, like right now. Like, I hope he's not like surrounded by a bunch of yes men that are just like saying like, yeah, yeah. I mean, you told them, Melo, you know, like, I hope that like, that he has some friends from back in the day from before he became famous are like, yo, what the hell was that, man?
Yeah.
You know, cause man, just, I don't think he's done though. I don't think he's done.
The reason why I asked this is because, I mean, I don't doubt that he can come back, but there's also a possibility where when that decline happens, boom, you just go downhill fast is what I'm saying. Especially at that age, you know?
But like his decline, like he will no longer be the man, and he has to be satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he says that there's no plan, and you're playing with someone that averages a triple double, like you make a plan.
Yeah.
Like it's not like Russ is doing all the scoring. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like you make it work. Like him and I don't even say playoff P, but you know.
Oh God.
You know, which is probably one of the, I think that's probably one of the worst nicknames since like Ruben Patterson was the Kobe stopper.
It just reminds me too much. The playoff P thing reminds me too much because whatever that white girl's name is, Tammy, whatever her name is, used to say pop that P.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, no, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like these are three like really good players. You know, like I, George, and like Melo are like older, but I'm like, you have seen older people play this game well. You know, like look at what Ginobili did, even though Spurs lost. Like, yeah. Look at what Ginobili was doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there is no excuse anymore with where the medical support and the science is, mm-hmm. with the training, that you can't ball out until you're like late 30s.
That's true.
You know. But you got in your game, like you can't ball like you were 2 years old, yeah. You know? And like Melo, I think it's shameful that he doesn't want to do that. It's a lot of pride. It's a lot of ego. And as I said before, I am embarrassed that he is not living up to his potential of wanting to be a role player on this time of his career.
He probably still sees LeBron James. He's like, well, if LeBron can do this, I can still, too.
Oh, whatever. I mean, sure. Sure. I mean, yeah. Go compare yourself to who might arguably be one of the greatest, end up being one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Ego, man.
You know, I mean, Melo is, I mean, he is, I think people forget how good he is. Like, he is a, like, superstar.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that he's almost guaranteed to go into the Hall of Fame, probably first ballot, like we're not.
Yeah.
Just because he's been on, you know, he has, you know, as I said before, the like Olympic like success and like his like numbers are not, his like overall numbers are ridiculous. You know, like I think he holds he scored like 50 or 60 at the Garden. So I think he holds like the Knick record for that, you know? So yeah, he's good, but the fact that he doesn't seem to want to do what needs to be done to like win a ring, it's just sad.
Yeah, so basically, he's overrating himself. Ha!
Ah.
Ah!
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
What you did
And on that note...
Yeah, he absolutely is.
On that note, Sharif, go ahead and tell everyone your social media, your work, all that good...
Sure. So you can follow me on Twitter at Sharif Jackson, S-H-A-E-F Jackson. And if you go to SharifJackson.com, that'll have a link to the podcast, Spawn On Me, to the YouTube site, Gaming Looks Good, to my Twitch channel, which is Reef Jackson, where I stream different games and that kind of stuff. And also a link to my tutoring service, Math Looks Good, LLC, where I tutor students in math and physics. And yeah, that's all I got.
All I hope is that when people listen to this, I just hope people are just like, you guys are overrated. I don't really want to hear that from you. We are done. Thank you so much, Reef.
All right, y'all. Peace. Game over, yeah!
Hashtag. blame Ray Ray.